Hey girls, welcome to the Go Girl Podcast, because women are powerful. I'm your host, Ashley Caprice. Each episode is about self-love, self-care, and self-discovery. Tune in for affirmations, motivation, girl talk, and girl power. Now let's get it started. Go girl. Hey girls, welcome back to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. First, I want to take care of some housekeeping things. All right, I'm on YouTube now. I'm trying to put more of my videos up there. So be sure to watch at Miss A Caprice. You can follow me on social media at I Am Ashley Caprice or at Go Girl Movement. I'm still taking clients, coaching you all on your dating journeys, gogirlmovement.org. By the way, I, along with my two amazing mothers, but that might sound weird to you. I'll explain. My mom and my mother-in-law, my future mother-in-law, we are all going to be at the Women's Health Expo this Saturday at the Long Beach Convention Center. So if you're in LA or near Long Beach, then please be sure to stop through. I'm going to have a whole Go Girl booth there. I'm going to be selling my mugs, going to be selling that Go Girl guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love. And if you haven't gotten your copy, what you doing? What you doing? Go on over to Amazon.com and grab your copy now. And they will be selling their amazing artwork all about self-love. It's beautiful images of women, of hearts. They have jewelry boxes and more. So please come out if you're in the area. 7 a.m., 5 p.m. we'll be there. So if you're around that area, then be sure to slide through, okay? So this month, May, is Mental Health Awareness Month, and I'm so glad to see as a collective that a lot of us are now tuning into our mental health. We understand how important it is and how it can impact our other relationships. I really wanted to talk about it because, listen, your girl has, I haven't been struggling, because that's a strong word. Struggling is like, that is too strong. So the past few weeks, I'll say, just a few weeks, I was struggling with my mental health, okay? And to be honest, I was PMSing too, all right? You know how it goes, girl. You know how it goes. PMS gets me just all jacked up, mood swings, everything. Anyway, so it was impacting my mental health. I was feeling like exhausted, extremely tired, overwhelmed. You know, I was short with my fiance. We had a little disagreement, and once we finally talked it through a couple days later, I was like, listen, I wasn't going to be the most loving and kind and supportive. So I just didn't know what to say during our disagreement. So instead I would get quiet and like, I don't know what you want me to say. And that was it, which would make him a little more upset or not heard. And it's like, I'd rather just not say anything than to say like the wrong thing right now. So, you know, we talked it out, worked it out. Everything's all good now. But I realized my mental health was really impacted these past few weeks. And it's not just PMS. You know, I'm a woman, so we go through that. But it's also some work stress there. It's also, you know, the event I was telling you about, I'm excited about it. Some things are not too negative on my mental health, but it's a lot of things that I'm thinking about at once. So it's like, oh, I'm excited about this event. What do I need for it? Let me get all the things together for that. Then it's like, oh, planning a wedding. And I don't know what happened, but I'm not speaking too much more about my wedding until it's over, because I don't know what happened. Like literally 2 weeks ago, I had a beautiful episode, my wedding rant, check that out. And I'm just chilling, the chillest bride ever. And I don't know, within the next week, it was some bad juju or something, but I was worried and stressed. Some things started falling apart for the wedding planning. I'm like, what is going on? Who did it? Who did it? So I'm not talking more about my wedding to after. All right. Anyway, but things are falling in place again. So we're all good there, but it was just a lot happening at once. So because this is Mental Health Awareness Month and I talk about dating a lot, I did want to talk about mental health and relationships. I do know some people struggle more often. It might not be just the 1 week out of the month that they're affected, right? It might be something that's ongoing. And for that, a lot of times I would say you'd have to talk to a professional. I know I had, generalized anxiety just from different childhood experiences that probably caused me to be a little more anxious now. And I've worked through it. I've talked to a therapist. I do the self-care things, which works for me, such as journaling, writing, taking walks. I do believe in those. People call it meditation walks. I didn't know it was a thing, but, you know, just going on walks, letting your thoughts run free. You don't have any music on or anything. You're just listening to nature and you are just letting, you know, your spirit guide you. You're on that walk. You're listening to your thoughts. You're clearing your thoughts. It's very cleansing to me doing a walk. So I started doing those things and started feeling a lot better. And also being in a relationship with someone who's very secure helps me to be more relaxed and secure in myself and in my environment and everything. So I think mental health does play a part in your relationships. I know in the past when I was with someone, the narcissist, I promise you, textbook narcissist, and he was like super anxious that it made me feel more anxious. And it was very, very, very draining. You know, someone's mental health can impact you in a positive way or in a negative way. So you don't want to be a burden to others though, right? Like I don't want to be a burden. I know sometimes I get anxious. My thoughts are all over the place. I'm an Aries as well. We tend to overthink, but I don't want to be a burden to others. So I'm like, well, what do I need to work on to make sure I am taking care of my own self and not bringing all that to the relationship, right? After the disagreement, I'm like, okay, let me meditate. Let me do some self-care. Like I know how to tap back in. And I think I've said this before, I need to be more preventative and proactive rather than reactive. Like, oh, I, you know, was very short and on edge and then I acted in that manner and now let me meditate. It's like, no, keep meditating every day so that when that disagreement comes, I am able to talk about it. I am able to have those loving, kind thoughts, right? But I know with other people, it's more of a challenge. So that's why I would say, yes, seek the therapy. Talk to the professional. Maybe talk to friends who are open to talking about it. But sometimes that could be a burden on friends when you're dumping, you're emotionally dumping, or you're dumping about any struggles that you're going through or with your mental health. So that's why I think it's best to talk to a professional or even pray. The other day I was restless and I literally wrote in Google, I'm like, scripture for feeling exhausted, tired, overwhelmed. Boom. Scripture came up. Hey, like, give me all your burdens and other ones like be anxious for nothing. And, you know, so it's like there's scripture there too. If you believe in God, in the Bible, then I would urge you to go to scripture. And just because you are anxious or depressed or have any other mental health disorder does not mean you're unlovable. You're totally lovable. Okay. You're totally lovable. It's just about a way to cope, right? Different coping strategies that work for you. Okay. We all have issues. All right, we all have issues. We all might struggle with our mental health at times because life happens, right? Even when something happens such as death, that'll impact you mentally. Like it's so sad, like just thinking about it, these companies offer like 3 days for bereavement. It's like, it's 3 days to get over and let go of this person that was in my life, right? So that's what I'm saying. That can impact your mental health to just go through something so heavy. Even so, it could be grieving a loved one that passed away or even just grieving a breakup, grieving that relationship. That takes time. And that'll impact your mental health if you have to go right back to work afterwards, right? So it's about like knowing things to do so that you can still function in society at work or still show up for your partner. Like with me, I had to tell my partner, hey, mentally, I'm just not there. I just didn't have the mental capacity to, you know, show up. You know, it's a lot partnering with someone forever. And we're not, and we've talked about this before, like I can't expect him or me to always be in a good mood or to always be there for each other with the best things to say in that moment. It's just not going to happen. Like he was stressed and I also had my own stress and I can't offer anything for you and comfort you when I'm going through my own stress, right? So I have that awareness though, and I'd urge you to be aware, be very self-aware of who you are and what you have to offer and your triggers and the things that might make you feel exhausted and tired or whatever, have that awareness so that you are able to share that with someone else and let them know, hey, it's not you, it's actually me. I'm going through my own stuff over here and I'm sorry, I wasn't there for you. I apologize, right? And then if you find out you do have those moments where you do just erupt with anger or whatever emotion you have, do apologize for it. Nothing wrong with apologizing. And that's all about like restoring your relationship, making sure you both are getting back on the same page. But it can be a lot when you have a mental health disorder. Sometimes it can be a lot to someone else, right? So maybe even asking first, like, hey, do you have the emotional space or the capacity right now for what I want to talk to you about? Like, I just want to vent, and just asking the other person, is it okay if I vent, right? And they might be like, hey, today's been a rough day for me too. I would love to be there for you. How about we talk tomorrow? Okay, so that you can have that space for them. Again, we're all going to go through things in life. We've all, I'm pretty sure, been through things. That's why you listen to the Go Girl podcast about self-care and self-love and self-development, because you've probably been through some stuff where you're like, okay, I need to work on this. Let me listen to a podcast about this. Go girl. So when I was doing my research on this, I was, you know, just thinking about mental health and relationships. And this one point came up, which is so true, that because of your mental health and whatever you're going through in your own life, it could cause communication difficulties. The website said that when a person is struggling with their mental health, it can affect their ability to communicate effectively with others. They may have difficulty expressing their thoughts and feelings, which can lead to misunderstandings and conflicts in relationship. Very, very true. That's why it's so important for you to take care of your mental health yourself. And some people probably walking around and don't even know that their thoughts are not their true thoughts and that they can think more positively, right? Like some people are probably so down, or some people are probably going through so much that it impacts them negatively. That is very valid, very valid. The only thing is making sure that all of that is not bleeding on someone else. So take your time for yourself. Again, talk to a professional, talk to God about it. I'd encourage you to journal about it. When I was journaling about our disagreement, I started laughing at what I was upset about. And I was like, girl, like what? I'll fill you in. Listen, some of our biggest disagreements have been about food. I'm so serious about my food. Y'all, I know if you feel me, you feel me, okay? You feel me, you feel me. It's been about food. So when I started writing it out, I kind of laughed at myself like, Ashley, girl, come on, really? So that's why I think journaling is such a good thing, because when you write it out on paper, even if you speak it out, like if you're talking to someone else about the situation and you start laughing, like, okay, maybe I was overreacting a little bit, just a little bit. My feelings were valid too, though, you know? But it helps you realize like, probably wasn't that serious. It probably just wasn't that serious. Okay. So I'm speaking from a person that I've done work on myself. So I see a lot of things in my life as situational. It's not ongoing. But again, if it's ongoing for you, you always experience like horrible thoughts or a lot of overthinking where your mind just will not shut off and you overthink things or take things personally. There's just a lot of resources out there. Even the Go Girl Guidebook is a guide of 10 chapters to help you with your mindset, to help you have better self-care, self-love, better relationships with other people. Again, it's on Amazon, but like there are a lot of things out there. You just have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to listen to other people too. Listen to other people and how what they think about you. Sometimes, you know, it could be a hater. It could be, you know, someone who doesn't really know you. So I'm talking about people who you really trust. And they're saying, hey, like, you've been a little down a lot lately, you know, and you're thinking, no, I haven't, right? Or you've been a little negative lately. You know, you've been complaining a lot. Listen to that and then think about it. You know, when you start to talk to someone else and you're about to share something, just pause like, okay, is this something negative I'm about to share? Oh man, maybe I have been a little more negative or complaining lately or something, right? So definitely consider, you know, you don't have to take it all in. Just consider what people are saying about you. And if it's multiple people, then you might want to definitely look into getting that help you need. But there's so many free resources out there. You know, before I started therapy, I did listen to a lot of podcasts. I did read a lot of books. Even on social media, I was following pages that talked about mental health, that talked about relationships. I was able to learn a lot just by doing those simple searches on Instagram, right? Blogs, TikTok pages, you know, there's so much out there to help you with your mental health. But I do want you to know that you are lovable no matter what. You are enough no matter what. Okay. So your mental health might not be the best. It might be, in my case, sometimes it's situational, is depending on, a lot of times I need some sleep or some food. Okay. Take me back to the basics. Take me back to being a little baby who's crying because she's sleepy or hungry. That's grown up me right now. Like, if I'm hungry or if I'm sleepy, I'm sorry, you might not get the best version of Ashley, period. So I try to make sure I eat enough and I get enough rest. All right. But I'm aware of that. So find out how you're showing up in relationships so that you are not bleeding on the other person, you're not draining them. Because the last thing I want is for you to be so anxious that you end up, instead of someone else in the relationship helping you out and being there for you and supporting you, you're pushing them away. I wouldn't want you to push them away, because instead of working through your problems and working through the constant negative thinking or whatever, instead, you're pushing people away. They might not be calling you much anymore. They might not want to come around that much anymore because of your thought process. Okay, there, it is possible. It is definitely possible to have a healthy, positive mindset. It is possible. All right? It is possible. It is possible for you to be in a relationship with someone no matter what your mental health is. Okay? It is possible. And there are people out there who are very patient with you and who will be very patient with you and want to work with you to make sure that, yes, you are the best version of yourself, right? But again, you got to be willing to listen to these people. If they're saying like, hey, I've noticed you've been down about this a lot lately or complaining a lot about that lately, listen. All right. Or hey, you might need to talk to a therapist about this. I had a friend who was doing a lot of emotional dumping, like a lot, and would just text a lot or message me a lot about what they were going through. And I was like, well, I'm also stressed from whatever I'm going through. Like, this is a lot. And I had to talk to her, and I even helped and referred her to a therapist who she talked to for a year and stuff, you know, and she just appreciated that so much that, you know, I was able to offer a resource. So maybe it's like not saying, hey, this is too much for me, but hey, this is a lot for me. However, this person can handle it and they are equipped to handle it. They're a professional and maybe they could guide you through your thoughts. Boom. Right? Because the last thing I would want is if someone keeps dumping and dumping and dumping, and then I'm like, well, let me, you know, I don't know. This image just came in my head. You know, when someone dumps and dumps and dumps, it could kind of build a wall because they're just dumping stuff on top every single conversation. And it's kind of building a wall between you two because they're just dumping, dumping, dumping all this stuff. You got this pile of stuff in your face and you're just looking at it and it's kind of pushing you away because they're dumping so much on top where you can't even get through to them anymore. I hope that made sense. That kind of, to me, that sounded like a bomb analogy. I mean, to me, in my head, I had the whole image. Hopefully, it was the same for you, but hopefully, I'm speaking to somebody. Let me know at Go Girl Movement, at I Am Ashley Priest on social media. I thought that was pretty good, but it's just, I wanted to make sure I could still be there, still be a friend. However, if it's so much where I can't be there for them, but now if it's to the point where, okay, this is like too much for me, is pushing me away, then I can't show up and still be the friend that I could be, right? And then as the receiving end, the other person, if you realize you're receiving a lot from another person, know that it's okay to set your boundaries. Like, hey, this is a bit much. Or hey, you know, when you have that capacity to be there for them, hey, I can talk to you over the weekend, or let's go for a walk. Do those things together. How I said, do a meditation walk, do the journaling. How about going on a walk with your friend together? Take a walk. I'm in LA, so to me, this makes sense. But wherever you are, for me, I would say take a walk at the beach with your friends, right? Maybe have a little picnic or grab a towel. Y'all sit on the beach together and just be in your own thoughts. Like, hey, girl, I'm going to get my journal. I'm going to write, you know, do you? The beach water to me is just so cleansing, and it flows and it's so massive. And to me, I feel like the beach is the perfect place to release. That's my happy place. Like, I like going to the beach with my journal. I'll go by myself and I'll just write all the thoughts that come to me. I'm releasing. Then I got to a point where, oh, I used to release a lot. Just want to let stuff go a lot, especially when it came to dating. Like, it was just a lot that I'd want to write at the beach and just talk to God about it and just release it. I felt like I was releasing everything in the ocean and just letting it just drift off wherever it needed to go. Ironically enough, after the first year of being in my current relationship, what's funny is I went to the beach. Oh my God. I'm sharing this with y'all. I went to the beach and my perspective about it all changed. I had no feelings of letting it go. What's funny is when the waves were happening, the waves were coming towards me. You know how the water comes up on the shore? When the water was coming towards me, I had this different outlook on love and relationships. And it was more of a, I'm here to receive. So it wasn't like letting go. Ah, yes. I felt that in my spirit. I don't know. Because usually when I go to the beach, I'm writing stuff out. I'm letting it go. You know how the water goes away from you. You know, it goes up on the sand, then it trails away. I felt like I was just letting all my thoughts and emotions trail away with that. But then in a healthy, satisfying relationship, fulfilling relationship, I'm able to look at that same water and receive it instead. It's nothing to throw away. It's open. It's massive. It's a lot coming towards me. It's abundant. And that's how I felt. That felt good. I'm glad I was able to share that with you. Just letting you know, too, how your perspective can change on things. But all that to say, if there's a lot happening with even you and your friends and, you know, y'all want to do something for free, take a walk together, sit together, say, you know, y'all do y'all writing, not together, like privately, but y'all are there together physically, but you're each writing in your own journals, your thoughts, right? And even or in a relationship, if, you know, y'all are not feeling it, I read or heard somewhere recently that when you take a long drive or when you're talking to someone, it's easier to tell them how you really feel about things if you guys are faced the same way, like you're not looking at each other, which I thought was kind of odd. However, I realized that's why I think my partner and I, we have a lot of good, deep conversations on long car drives because we're just looking straight at the road ahead and we're just talking and we're not like, you know, it's not super emotional looking into each other's eyes and all that. It's like he's expressing how he feels about things. I'm able to express how I feel. Like sometimes we do a lot of our check-ins on those long rides. Like, hey, are you happy in this relationship? Are you getting everything you need? And what else is it that you would need from me in this relationship? Like, we'll have those type of talks. And I realize I think it'd be easy for us anyway, because we do communicate very well. But if you're not there where you are at the point where maybe you're not comfortable enough just looking into each other's eyes, talking about something, maybe it's you two taking a long drive together or taking a walk. Even taking a walk, you're going in one direction. You're not staring at each other and everything, right? Take a walk and just talk it out and listen to each other. Listen to each other. All right. So I know this episode was kind of all over the place, but pretty much talking about mental health in relationships and how it could impact your relationships. That could be your relationships with your family, your friends, your lover. So take care of yourself so that you're not being, I don't want to say a burden, but that is not, like, it's so heavy on you. Imagine all that heavy stuff you're carrying and then you're dumping it onto someone else. And then it becomes heavy to them along with their heavy stuff that they're already carrying. I've been doing a lot of imagery this episode. I love it. I can see everything I'm saying in my head. And I hope the pictures, I'm painting a picture for you too, because I like that. But, you know, like, we want to make sure that our load is not too heavy and that we can handle it and we can still have enough space for somebody else. And we want to also make sure that we're not adding too much of that load to someone else. And I know there are people out there that might be like, no, but your friend should be your friend and listen to you. Yes, very true. I just think some situations are enough for you to handle on your own. Or it could be that you might need to talk to a professional, right? I don't want any of your mental health challenges to impact your relationship, right? We talk about all the time, like showing up for yourself and that self-care and that self-love so that you can be there for that other person. All right. So take care of your mental health, because your mental health is important and it matters and it really affects everything else in your life. If your mental health isn't good, I promise you from experience, I know, I promise you, you're probably not sleeping right. You're probably not eating right. You're probably having more negative thoughts and feelings towards things. You're probably not, honestly, the best person to be around. Like, all of that can take into account. And I know some things are tougher than others. So I'm speaking just from my experience. I'm not a professional here. That's why I'm telling you to talk to a professional. But I know some things that have worked for me. Again, movement, getting a walk in and, you know, releasing that trauma from your body, or, you know, making sure that you are getting that natural sunlight. You're hearing the sound of the trees blowing or the ocean coming your way because you're receiving, right? You know, get out there in nature. Do some walking. Do some journaling. Do some meditating. You don't have to do all of it, but just one tool, just one thing that can help you, okay? And there's so much out there, even on YouTube, that can help you. It's a lot of free therapy. I'll tell you this one Instagram page that I follow that I think has helped me a lot in my healing journey is The Holistic Psychologist on Instagram. So it's the.holistic.psychologist. She has like over 8 million followers. She has a couple of books now. I have one of them, How to Do the Work. I have that book and everything. So she has tons of information. She's a psychologist and she's was a therapist and helped a lot of people and realized, like, well, wait, there's a lot of self-healing that can happen, even for the people who's dealt with the biggest traumatic experiences, right? So I'd urge you to follow the free pages. Also, follow at Go Girl Movement and at I Am Ashley Caprice while you're on social media, okay? Wrapping up this episode, but definitely take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of yourself before you try to take care of someone else, because then you might resent things. You might resent that person and you'll be all messed up. And also, lastly, no one is here to save you. I know that got serious real quick. No one is here to save you. Now, getting in a relationship, especially a healthy one, can help you to become better with your thoughts and everything, but you don't want to be a burden to that person either. So don't look for someone else to try to save you. Look, you matter. You're important. Be your own best friend. Tell yourself loving, kind things. All right? All right? There are things that I probably thought to myself, like, what? Girl, that ain't true. What? Like, we don't speak to ourselves that way. Right? Not me being plural. But really, like, be your own best friend. Show up for yourself. Because no one else is here to save you. Say you get into that relationship and it doesn't work out. What's going to happen after? Say you get into that relationship and something happens to them. What's going to happen, right? So save yourself. Take care of yourself. Look up those resources for yourself. All right. Again, I have the Go Girl Guidebook, A Woman's Interactive Guide to Self-Love. I have the book. I have Affirmation Mug. I Am Powerful. Just something when you're sipping your tea or your coffee in the morning, you want to say, I am powerful. And you're saying that to yourself. That's important. That matters, right? I have this podcast. I'm on social media. And so are other people out there with a lot of free resources, okay? So have a good mental health awareness month. I want you to really take care of yourself. I want to hear what you're going to do for your mental health. You can reach out to me on social media at I Am Ashley Caprice, at Go Girl Movement. Have an amazing week. And again, if you're in LA, Long Beach, come to the Long Beach Convention Center. I would love to meet you in person. Let's take a picture. I'll have my books there as well, my mugs there as well, and we'll have some self-love artwork. Come on through, all right? I'll see you this weekend, or I'll talk to you next week. All right, go girl. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Go Girl Podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And be sure to share this episode with your girlfriends. Connect with me on social media at Go Girl Movement, or subscribe to the blog at www.gogirlmovement.org. By the way, have you purchased your copy of the Go Girl Guidebook, a woman's interactive guide to self-love? 10 chapters full of ways to love yourself better. It's available right now on Amazon. Thank you for your support. I love you, and I'll talk to you next time. Go, girl.